If you're going to be in a battle, you need weapons. And here we see some of the weapons that God has entrusted to his people so that they may serve him and experience the victories that he has for them. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto the Lord with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. The Psalms are full of praise and admonitions to praise the Lord. And we've heard that for many years now, the importance of praising God, of really lifting our voice and with our whole heart, praising and glorifying Jesus. And we, as you've noticed, we take much time to do that when we come together. We take time to praise the Lord. We take time to give expression to our love for Jesus and let him know that we appreciate him and appreciate what he's doing for us. And you know, praise does something to open our hearts to the Lord, gets our mind off of ourselves and off of our problems, and it helps us to focus on the one who can help us and the only one that's worthy. We don't depend on our feelings to praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't feel like singing and praising. We'd rather just sit back and listen to other people do it. But we don't depend on our feelings. We praise him as we've been hearing because he's worthy. He deserves our praise. And we ought to get hold of that. I remember as a young person when I first learned to praise God. When I first dared to praise God myself. I had heard about praising God and I had been in churches where people were praising the Lord, but I wasn't doing it. I was sitting there. I was listening. I was happy that they were praising the Lord. I thought there was nothing wrong with it. But you know, I was so self-conscious and I didn't want to lift my voice. I thought that everyone might look at me or I might sound funny. And you know, I was just so tied up within myself that I couldn't give God the glory that he deserved. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm just a shy person and I'm just like that. Well, being like that is robbing God of the glory that he deserves. And so you ought to do something about that. You ought to ask God to do something about that. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be bound. I don't want to be restricted in my expressions of love and praise to Jesus. And so I began to realize that I wasn't praising God and I had every reason to praise him too. And so I began to do it. I closed my eyes so nobody could see me. You know, when you're little, you think that, don't you? I'll go into the room, I'll close my eyes and no one sees me. Well, I would close my eyes and then I began to worship the Lord. And I imagine it was very quiet to begin with. And if I raised my hands, I don't think they went higher than this if I did both of them. But you know, after I began to praise him, I began to forget about myself. Forget about what I sounded like. Forget about what I may have looked like or who may be looking or not looking. And you know, God's anointing began to come upon me and he lifted my praises and I began to sense that the praises were beginning to flow out of my heart. That was the anointing of the Holy Ghost that does that for us. But God was looking for me to yield myself, first of all, and just in simple obedience to say, Lord, you are worthy and I'm going to praise you with the others. You know, maybe there are some here tonight that need to learn that lesson. You say, well, I come from a church, we don't do that, and so I'm not going to do it. Well, maybe that's the reason that you think, but I think there's more to it. I don't think you can do it. I think that the devil is trying to rob God of his praises. And you ought to say, Lord, I'm not going to let him have his way. Jesus, you are worthy. And while I'm here, I'm going to learn to lift my voice and open my mouth and praise the Lord. And I remember at that time, something happened in my life. Jesus began to come to me in a new way. And I can look back at the time when I asked Jesus into my heart and what a wonderful change he made then. And the experience of being born again, of coming into that new relationship with Christ. But I also look back and I remember, I attribute something very precious taking place in my life when I began to give myself to praising him. And it just seemed to open the way for God to come and meet me in a greater way than I had ever known him before. And that was the beginnings of being filled with the Holy Spirit. As I learned, I gave myself to praising God, and I learned to worship him and open my soul to him like that, he began to pour the oil of the Holy Ghost into my life. And it's as though he began to fill my cup. And it didn't happen overnight, but there came an overflow somewhere along the way, and I knew that Jesus had filled me and had brought me into an even closer walk with him. And I found that praise is so important. The Bible says that God is enthroned upon the praises of his people. We talked before about submitting ourselves to the authority of Jesus, our King. That's one way we do that. He commands us to praise him, and so we praise him. And as we acknowledge him as King of our lives, somehow he is more greatly established upon the throne of our hearts. And so here it says, let the praises, the high praises of God be in their mouths. God wants this praise to be in your mouth, not just in your heart, but he wants it to come over your lips. And then he says the high praises. I think those are the praises that Jesus anoints. Those are the praises that are lifted up, that lift us into the presence of God. We start out in the natural, but then soon the Holy Ghost takes over, and we sense that great flow of God's Spirit and that anointing upon our praises. Brother Wanamaker told the story of when he was in a plane and with a number of missionaries, and they were traveling overseas, and they hit a terrible storm, and one of their engines went out. The story gets better every time I tell it. I wasn't there. But he said that suddenly the plane, dropped, and turbulence they felt that turbulence, and really a spirit of fear came over them. You could feel it, he said, in that airplane. They knew that they were in grave danger, and there was nothing they could do about it. And so then Brother Bonnemacher, he said, he yelled, Hallelujah! And didn't get a response, so he shouted it again, Hallelujah! And then another missionary said, Praise God! And it wasn't long before all those missionaries were praising God and singing his praises and rejoicing in the Lord. And as they praised, he said that the plane got mounted higher and higher and higher until they finally got to their destination safe. But he saw that there was a darkness coming in, and that would have been their ruin. And so he began to praise the Lord and praise away that darkness. And other people realized that they needed to do the same. And as they acknowledged Jesus Christ, that he was with them, he was their keeper, he was their protector, and they just gave themselves to praising God. God manifested himself in just the way they had need of. And then here it says that they have the praises of God in their mouth, but it also says they have a two-edged sword in their hand. And that's not hard to figure out what that two-edged sword is. That's the Word of God. And that's the Word of God. As we take that Word of God into our hearts, and as we meditate upon the Word of God, and as we let the light of it get into our souls, we become equipped to fight the battles of the Lord. As we obey that Word, it becomes part of us. You know, it's not just enough to memorize Scripture and then just quote words. We've got to get that Word into our souls. God wants to get that Word into our hearts. That's why so many times after meetings, we take time to pray. We know that it's not just enough to hear the Word of God, but we've got to get that into our soul somehow. It's got to become part of us. And so we get down on our face before God and we begin to pray over the things that we've heard, that God will give us light in our soul and make that our portion. And I've been so glad to see the staff staying to pray. You know, I know sometimes they've been tired, but they've always taken some time, I've noticed, to just wait on God and call upon God. And then some have stayed on because God has begun to deal with them. And you know, that's such an important part of being here at camp, to really get that Word into your soul, to meditate on it, and apply it to your own life, and say, Lord, let that Word speak to me, and let that Word get into me, and bring out of my life the response that God is looking for. And so, as we praise the Lord, and praise Him until He anoints us, and lifts our praise into God, and as we pray over that Word of God and take it into our lives and obey it, we find that these are the weapons that God gives us to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and nobles with fetters of iron. There are these enemies that try to keep us bound. But we find that as we give ourselves to praising God, and as we seriously take His Word into our lives and discipline ourselves and seek God according to His Word, we find that God is able to subdue those enemies and break those powers in our life and free us from those habits and so on. I've heard over the years that people have been instructed to praise the Lord so many minutes a day. And they had problems in their life. They had bondages, habits, and so on. Maybe they were given over to depression, and darkness would come upon them from time to time. And a minister, I'm sure led by the Holy Ghost, would tell them, you need to praise the Lord 15 minutes a day. You ought to do that. Some days you won't feel like doing it, but make sure you do it anyway. And so they began to take up that prescription and apply it in their life. And we found that as they did that, God began to move in their life, and God began to come to them and set them free. Praise God. And so let's learn to praise Him. Let's determine that before I leave Pilgrim Camp, I'm going to be of those that join right in and praise Him with all my heart. And I'm going to keep doing that when I get home. Now, I know that there was a man that he was so excited about the Lord that he went away to a camp and he met the Lord and he got filled with the Holy Spirit and he came back to his home church. And when the preacher started preaching, he yelled, Amen. Well, that kind of scared the people, and the usher walked over to him and kind of hushed him a little bit, and then the preacher continued to preach, and he couldn't hold it back. He yelled, Hallelujah! And the usher came over and said, You've got to quiet down now. You can't do that in the meeting. It disturbs the meeting. And he said, I found the Lord, brother. And he said, Well, you didn't find Him here. Now stop it. And that's exactly the problem. He didn't find Him there. Well, I think we ought to be sensitive to what the Lord is doing in other churches and not disrupt meetings, But if you didn't find the Lord in that church, maybe it's time to find another church. Don't you think so? Praise God. We want to take these lessons back home with us. I want to go home and I want to praise Him more and more. And I want to get that Word into my heart, meditate on it day and night, and let it really bring Christ to me and bring me into the light of Jesus. Let it shine more brightly than ever. And so, they're your weapons, Church of Jesus Christ, army with banners. Let's place ourselves at His disposal and let's give ourselves to this high and holy calling. And let's serve Jesus with all our hearts. Praise God. Amen.